I've got no use for the women. A true one can scarcely be found. They want a man for his money. When it's gone, they'll turn him down. They're all alike at the bottom, selfish and grasping for all. They'll stay by his side if he's winning, but laugh in his face at his fall. My pal was a straight young cowboy, honest and upright and square. But he turned to a gunman and a gambler, and a woman led him there. Quicker and surer his gun played, till his heart in his body lay dead. When the sheriff insulted her picture, Jim filled him full of lead. All night long we trailed him through Mesquite and Chaparral, and I could never think of that woman when I saw him pitch and fall. If she'd been the pal that she should have, he might have been raising a son instead of out there on that prairie to die by a ranger's gun. Jim realized he was dying as the light in his eyes grew dim. But where we were putting his body was all that worried him. As his pals grouped around him, the blood from his wound flowed red. He lifted his head on his elbow, and then he whispered to us and said, "Bury me out on the prairie, where the coyotes will howl o'er my grave. Don't leave me here in the Badlands. From the varmints my bones please save. Wrap me up in my blankets and bury me deep in the ground. Then cover my grave all over with boulders huge and round." So we buried him there on the prairie, and the coyotes howl o'er his grave. But his soul is now resting from the unkind touch she gave. And there's many a lonesome cowboy, as he rides by that pile of stones, will recall some similar woman and envy those moments.